So this was your fifth full day of the Govardhan retreat, and I just want to say just something very brief, a recommendation which might help you to solidify your experience, or to, how to say, yet in some ways to make firm and steady what has been happening for you spiritually. See, there is no chance that if you put a stone into water that it will not get wet. In the same way, it just cannot be. There's a stone, there's water, and you put it inside, the stone must become wet. So in the same way, we who have been in this atmosphere, we have drenched ourselves in this atmosphere, something wonderful has happened to us. You know, we may not fully be able to understand, but a tremendous amount of sukriti or spiritual credit or benefit has been given to you. I would just like to request all of you to make this a little bit more, let me say, alive for you, this inconceivable gift, a little bit more accessible maybe, that today before you go and go to bed or before you go to sleep, just turn with a sincere prayer to Giriraj. In this prayer, you should just ask him to give his blessings to you and to make you able to contain this blessing. Contain means when you have water and you put it in a sifter, then all the water quickly leaves. But if you have a closed pot, the water will stay. So you please request him that, Giriraj, whatever you have given to me, whatever was your plan for me, please let that stay in my heart. And please let me come back again. This is what I would like to ask you. I would also ask Bhujan Prabhu to say a few words to all of us, because this is our last evening together, and it's always nice to hear from the teacher's recommendation before we end and complete the day. But from my side, I thank you very, very much. It was wonderful staying with you and also energizing. I feel fresh like a young man, and if I wouldn't be too ashamed, I would now dance like the dancer on the stage, but you would most probably laugh when a donkey tries to display his art. It is not very impressive. So anyways, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I agree with you, Maharaj, that the devotees have been very helpful and enlivening for us. I feel that because of your mercy, that I was able to speak about something that's very inconceivable by your mercy, and I'm feeling very shy. Okay.
Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki jai.
Where has my shyness gone? But truly, without devotees who sincerely want to hear, one cannot speak. So it's so nice to speak about Krishna. It's so nice to speak about Krishna in the presence of so many sincere devotees. And it's so nice to speak about Krishna in the presence of so many sincere devotees with Giriraj Govardhan, very, very, very carefully keeping an eye on us all and nourishing us with his very soothing presence. I think everyone naturally here after 5 days feels some relationship with Giriraj Govardhan, and that is our great fortune. As Maharaj has given us an assignment to go to sleep at night, I would also like to give everyone an assignment of think of Giriraj. Think of Giriraj. Think of Giriraj in a very, very thankful, grateful way. And think of Giriraj and chant Krishna's names and have very happy dreams. Hare Krishna.
I would just like to say that this has been a wonderful retreat, and it's been wonderful sharing the time with so many sincere devotees, and it's an amazing experience when we share pastimes of Krishna by the side of Govardhan Hill and go to bed. Thank you. And be on time for the class tomorrow morning. Hare Krishna. Good night.